We are joined by two of the owners of what used to be Latimer Grocery, now called Latimer's. That's Latimer with apostrophe S. That is Sarah Miller and Dina Hernandez, going to talk about keeping a grocery store open here in rural Iowa. And Sarah and Dina, thanks a lot for talking with us here. So, Sarah, I'll start with you. Just kind of tell us about how you guys decided to open this up and who ultimately, I guess, before you kind of ran this place before you took over.
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you being with us here today. You know, our families moved to Latimer this past summer, and when we saw an opportunity of the current owners maybe wanting to step back a little bit, we definitely wanted to capitalize on that because we are really all about serving and growing our communities. Dina has an amazing background when it comes to hospitality. She has everything from business management to business retail. And so we thought for sure this was something that we could not pass up. So with a collaboration between my husband and I and Dina, we knew that this is something that we could really provide for this community. We love Latimer and the surrounding communities and think that there's different things that we could bring. There's things that we could keep the same, but ultimately it was all about serving the community and just growing partnerships with them and relationships and really truly making anyone that walks through the store just a better day, a happier place, somewhere that they can call home.
Talk about the change in name then. You said there's a reason behind it. People know it as Latimer Grocery, but now, like I said, Latimer's, that's Latimer apostrophe S. Explain that.
Yeah, when we talked about this wonderful opportunity, we thought about all of the possibilities that could come with this. So when we thought about what is the perfect name, we said Latimer's apostrophe S because, again, truly, it's all about the community. So this belongs to Latimer. It's Latimer's. It's Latimer's Grocery. It's Latimer's Deli. It's Latimer's Daily Specials. And, you know, there could be some surprises along the way in the future of what this place truly could continue to evolve and what to be. And so we're just leaving it open-ended right now as Latimer's apostrophe S, belonging to Latimer's and the surrounding community, because there's going to be a lot of amazing things that are going to come this way that's going to be able to serve this community, and this community hopefully can be very proud of.
So when you think of North Iowa, you think a lot of rural communities, a lot of family-owned grocery stores have shut down just because whether it's a too small of a town to support it or, you know, there's a bigger grocery store in town. So talk about the importance of having this here, because you think about going west, there's Rowan, they don't have anything. Coulter, the other side of Highway 3, doesn't have anything. Going north, Alexander doesn't have anything. So talk about keeping the importance of having something open like this in kind of rural Iowa, too.
That's exactly right. And again, when we saw, you know, that maybe those current owners wanted to step back, we wanted to keep this open. Dina was all about it. That is her life. It's just making people happy and serving them. And she's been in retail and just hospitality her whole life. So we knew with her strength and her power that we could really make anything possible. So we want to continue to give the community and those surrounding communities, like you mentioned, things that they really truly love and that they need, whether it just be the day-to-day items or it to be really excited about the upcoming special, because if you're not excited about Dina's food, you got to come in here. It's just amazing experience every time that you have something from her. So, you know, you can drive through town, you can grab a lunch and you can bring it home. You can grab it for your workplace, whatever it might be. And we're just really trying to keep updated with our social media on Facebook. So check out our Latimer's page where we'll try to post our week specials throughout Monday through Friday. And then we try to really on that day remind everyone what that special is and post a picture as soon as that first one comes out. But yeah, we really do hope that we are able to serve the surrounding communities. And whether you're just traveling through or it's a short travel to Latimer's, we hope that we can continue to serve the community and make sure that we are providing those things that everybody needs.
Again, Sarah Miller, one of the owners of Latimer's over in Latimer, Iowa. And Dina Hernandez is standing here. I'm not sure if she'll ever talk, but she is standing by as we do this interview. She's one of the other owners. But Sarah, I'll have you kind of expand. Then you already hit on this, but you guys offer food here to go. I have a pizza menu right in front of me, but talk about that thing that you offer here as well.
Yes. Yeah, so Monday through Friday, we will offer a lunch special, and that will typically run from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Again, we try to keep our customers updated on our Facebook. We have sold out with the large demand, and so we will continue to let you know that, as well as maybe sometime extending that to the 2 o'clock hour. And again, that will run the Monday through Friday. We also will offer pizza and wings Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So on Friday, we will be offering that from 4 o'clock to 9 p.m., which is our closing. On Saturday, we will offer it starting at 2, which is different than in the past, until 9 o'clock. And then on Sundays, we will offer that from 2 to 7 o'clock, 2 to 7 o'clock on Sundays. And that will be our pizza and wings, which have been a very just exciting experience for us because we appreciate every single person that walks through that door, that gives us a call. We really are just seeing tons of support from our community and surrounding communities, which we so appreciate.
And before I let you guys go, anything else you want to add about this? Dina, you were telling me you came here from Texas.
I did.
Can you elaborate on that?
I just recently moved back to Iowa. Last year in January, I moved to Latimer in August. Sarah and I are neighbors. I worked for a company called HEB. Pretty much my whole entire life I have been in the food service industry. But I really got a chance to educate myself through this company to get what I need to know to how to run successful businesses. I also did go to culinary school while I was in Texas as well. So that passion that I had when I returned back to Iowa and saw that there was an opportunity here in Latimer, such a supporting community, and I just wanted to give back as much as I could and see how much we could have an impact by keeping the store open. So I'm just really, right now, we just really want to make those great connections with all of our surrounding communities. I am excited to show the things that are coming soon. Just be patient with us. We're going to get there. But I'm definitely, we're going to show a little bit of different side of what we can do. And hopefully we can have the continued support that we are currently getting right now.
Here we're joined by two of the owners of Latimer's over here in Latimer, Iowa, Sarah Miller and Dina Hernandez. And anything else you want to add here, Sarah, before we sign off?
Again, just thank you to you guys and KLMJ for your amazing support. Thank you for the community managers that have just been amazing through calls and text and just coming through these doors every day, multiple times a day. We just appreciate everyone so very much, and we love the relationships and the connections that we're making, and we look forward to everyone continuing that amazing support.